Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the Banking Infrastructure Brief. I'm coming to you this morning with what might be the most important regulatory and strategic shift conversation we've had this year. And I'm not talking about a new compliance framework or a partnership announcement, though we'll touch on those. I'm talking about a fundamental repricing of our entire business model. Here's the headline. Legacy SaaS business models in fintech are facing 60 to 90% pricing compression as AI-native competitors deliver comparable services at 10 times lower costs. We're not talking about a gradual market shift over 5 years. We're talking about an 18 to 24-month window where companies must choose between vertical integration, data moat strategies, or enterprise partnerships, or they risk becoming distressed acquisition targets. At the same time, we're seeing a bifurcated labor market that's creating 30 to 50% higher retention costs for experienced talent, while entry-level hiring has collapsed by 70%. Let me put that in concrete terms for your organization. If you're running a platform that charges $50,000 to $500,000 annually for compliance services, analytics platforms, or risk management tools, you're now competing against AI-native solutions delivering similar outputs at $5,000 to $50,000 price points. That's a 90% cost reduction that makes our current pricing models fundamentally untenable. Let's start with the economic reality we're facing. This isn't a technology story, it's a margin story. Traditional fintech platforms have built their economics around labor-intensive data processing, manual compliance workflows, and conventional SaaS pricing structures. Those economics are being completely rewritten. The pressure is coming from two directions simultaneously. First, you've got AI startups entering the market with 50 to 80% lower cost structures because they're not maintaining the legacy infrastructure and headcount we've all built over the past decade. They're building from scratch with AI-first architectures. Second, and this is arguably more concerning, enterprise clients are building internal AI solutions specifically to eliminate vendor dependencies. They're looking at their annual software spend and asking why they're paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for something their own AI team could potentially build in-house. What this means for your company depends entirely on your revenue model. If your platform relies on labor-intensive data processing, if you're selling manual compliance workflows, if you're charging traditional SaaS pricing for what amounts to data aggregation and reporting, you're in what I'm calling the disruption zone, and the clock is ticking on strategic repositioning. Market analysis indicates we have 12 to 18 months to commit to a clear strategic direction. Companies that fail to make this choice will become acquisition targets at distressed valuations. So let's talk about the three viable paths forward. Think of this as your strategic operating procedure for the next 18 months. Path one is vertical integration, which I'm calling the defend premium economic strategy. The fundamental shift here is moving from selling software to embedding AI-powered financial services directly into client workflows. Instead of charging $200,000 for annual licenses, you're owning the actual financial transaction flow. You're moving from being a software vendor to being a financial services provider. The reward here is significant. You can defend 2.5% to 3% take rates versus commoditized 1.5% to 2% rates because you're capturing revenue from actual money movement, not just software access. Here's what that looks like operationally. Instead of selling payment analytics software, you become the payment processor with built-in AI optimization. Instead of offering compliance monitoring tools as a separate product, you offer embedded regulatory as a service with outcome-based pricing. You're fundamentally changing what you're selling and how you're capturing value. Path two is data moat development, which is all about building defensibility through proprietary assets. This strategy leverages proprietary transaction data to build AI models that competitors cannot replicate. But here's the critical requirement. You need data assets that aren't easily substitutable. Generic market data won't suffice. You need behavioral data, proprietary risk signals, or real-time transaction intelligence that creates genuine competitive barriers. Building on that, this path requires three core capabilities. First, unique data access through existing customer relationships. Second, rapid AI model development capabilities that can turn that data into actionable intelligence faster than competitors. Third, platform architecture that makes switching costs prohibitive for clients. You're essentially weaponizing your data advantage to create lock-in. Path three is the enterprise partnership model, which positions your platform as the infrastructure layer for large corporations implementing internal AI systems. Rather than competing with client AI initiatives, you become their development partner and white label provider. The economics here are different. You're accepting lower margins in exchange for scale and stability. You're becoming a B2B2C infrastructure provider rather than a direct SaaS vendor. The catch with this path is significant. It requires enterprise sales cycles that can take 6 to 12 months. It demands substantial implementation resources, and you need to be comfortable with the fact that your brand may be invisible to end users while you're powering someone else's customer experience. This isn't for everyone, but for companies with strong technical infrastructure and existing enterprise relationships, it's a viable path to weathering this transition. Now, let's shift to talent strategy, because the labor market dynamics are creating challenges that directly impact your competitive positioning and your budget. I'm calling this the 30-50-70 rule, and it's creating a paradox you need to understand. First, the 30 to 50% senior talent premium. Companies across the industry are labor hoarding experienced professionals who understand institutional processes during AI transitions. We're talking about people with 5+ years of experience in engineering, compliance, and product leadership. Expect retention costs for these individuals to increase 30 to 50% as competitors aggressively recruit to maintain AI development velocity. If you're not proactively addressing compensation for your senior team right now, you're going to face retention issues in the next 2 quarters. At the same time, we're seeing a 70% junior hiring collapse. Entry-level hiring across client companies has dropped approximately 70% when you factor in discouraged workers who've stopped job searching altogether. Effective unemployment for new graduates now exceeds 6%. This creates 3 direct impacts on fintech operations. First, customer budget compression. Clients reducing headcount have less budget for vendor services, which accelerates the pricing pressure we talked about earlier. Second, there's a talent pool opportunity here. High-quality early career talent is available at below-market rates for companies willing to invest in training and development. Third, if your platform requires significant customer training or implementation support, you're going to face clients with smaller, more stressed teams who have less capacity to work with you. The strategic hiring response is to build hybrid teams. Pair expensive senior AI and fintech specialists with cost-effective junior developers who can execute under strong technical leadership. A 70-30 senior to junior ratio optimizes for both innovation velocity and unit economics. You get the strategic thinking and architectural guidance from experienced professionals while leveraging lower-cost talent for execution. Let me give you the immediate action items for this quarter, organized by function. For product and engineering leaders, you need to audit your pricing model immediately. Calculate what percentage of your product value comes from data processing versus proprietary insights. If more than 60% is commodity data work, you're vulnerable to AI substitution and need to act now. Building on that, inventory your data assets. Document unique data sources, behavioral signals, or proprietary transaction flows that could form the basis of defensible AI models. Finally, benchmark AI native competitors. Identify the top 3 AI-first startups targeting your market segment and reverse engineer their unit economics. You need to understand the competitive threat in detail. For business development and partnerships, map enterprise AI initiatives. Survey your largest 20 customers to understand their internal AI development plans. These represent either partnership opportunities or competitive threats, and you need to know which. More importantly, evaluate white label positioning. Model the economics of becoming infrastructure for enterprise clients versus continuing direct SaaS sales. The math may surprise you. Finally, test outcome-based pricing. Pilot 2 to 3 deals with pricing tied to business outcomes like cost savings, risk reduction, or revenue increase rather than seat licenses. This will give you critical market intelligence. For talent and operations, accelerate senior retention programs. Implement competitive compensation reviews for AI engineers, senior developers, and domain specialists before the 2nd quarter begins. Simultaneously, launch a junior talent pipeline. Build relationships with computer science programs and boot camps to access high-quality early career talent at attractive rates. And restructure teams around AI velocity. Shift from feature teams to capability teams focused on AI model development, data pipeline optimization, and integration architecture. For executive leadership, you have 3 critical priorities. First, set a strategic clarity deadline. You need a board-level decision on whether you're pursuing vertical integration, data moat development, or enterprise partnerships by the end of the 2nd quarter. That's your drop-dead date for strategic commitment. Second, run a burn rate analysis. Model 18-month runway scenarios assuming 40 to 60% pricing compression to understand your capital requirements. This isn't pessimism, it's prudent planning. Third, evaluate acquisition positioning. If you cannot commit to one of the 3 strategic paths, proactively engage strategic acquirers while valuations remain reasonable. Waiting until you're in distress significantly reduces optionality. Let me close with the skills landscape, because this directly impacts your talent strategy and professional development investments. The most valuable skills are shifting from traditional fintech engineering to AI-augmented financial services. Tier 1 critical skills command a 30 to 50% salary premium. AI model productionization, which means taking open-source language models and fine-tuning them for specific financial use cases like fraud detection, risk assessment, and compliance automation. Embedded finance architecture, which is designing systems where financial services are native platform features rather than third-party integrations. And outcome-based pricing modeling, structuring deals where revenue ties to measurable client business results. Tier 2 high-value skills carry a 15 to 25% premium. Regulatory AI compliance, understanding how to document AI model decisions for audit trails and regulatory scrutiny. Data moat engineering, building systems that create lock-in through proprietary data feedback loops, and enterprise AI partnership management, navigating complex co-development relationships with large corporate clients. Meanwhile, expect wage stagnation for pure data aggregation engineering without AI components, traditional SaaS implementation and customer success roles, and manual compliance review and regulatory reporting. Invest your learning budget accordingly. The engineers building AI-powered financial services will command premium compensation. Those maintaining legacy SaaS platforms will face wage pressure. Here's my recommendation for this week. Propose an internal initiative to your executive team, a 60-day strategic assessment focused on 1 question. Which of the 3 paths, vertical integration, data moat development, or enterprise partnerships, best aligns with your current capabilities and market position? Don't try to pursue all 3. Don't wait for perfect information. Pick the path that gives you the highest probability of defending margins and market position over the next 18 months, then commit resources accordingly. The clock is ticking. 18 months to strategic clarity. Use them wisely. Keep your eyes on the rails. Talk tomorrow.